Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Doc. Sometimes they call him Lo. Some they call him Professor. And sometimes they call him the Relationship Guru. It's indeed a pleasure to present to the CEO of WBSW Radio and the Smithway Enterprise, none other than Dr. Lowe. Make it do what it do.
Number one. Also on Twitter, you can check us out.
website at LorenzaDSmith15. And we have a live broadcast. I see several people joining us. Thank you so much. We're being broadcast on Facebook, facebook.com/DRLDAlbertoSmith, Instagram, Z Squad, Greenville 1981. That's members of the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity in Greenville, Alabama, at president.drLorenzaDSmith. Big O, we said Big O Live. You have Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. TikTok, and you find us live, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. And most of the time, it's Lorenza D. Alberto Smith, along with Truth. You can find out information at WBSW Radio, the internet station with the number 23. Then you have Twitter that I mentioned, but specifically when we were broadcasting, we broadcast on Lorenza D. Smith 15. On Rumpley, you have at WBSW Radio Station with the number 23. And Tumblr Live, that's Dr. Low Smith dash blog. So you have many ways to connect with us. We're excited because we have an awesome show planned for you today. Now, I want to remind you, WBSW Radio, the internet station number one. That means we use all the social media, so we're the first radio station to use all the social media sites to broadcast live. Now, there's many other radio stations that may be talking about 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock on the Central Standard Time, may be an 8-hour difference, and you might be in Syria, or you might be over in Russia, or you might be out in the Middle East, wherever you are. We're thankful for you taking time because it might be nighttime for you, but we appreciate you being a part of that. We'll give a shout-out especially to Becky Green. She's in the military, and I truly want to give her a shout-out because she's over serving our country. Thank you for your service. Thank you for what you're doing. Becky, keep doing what you're doing. We also want you to be aware that we have a giveaway called WBSW Radio Giveaway. And what we do our giveaway, we ask you to register so we can put your name in the raffle. We're giving away in a raffle process. We got 3 international trips. Matter of fact, I talked to my sponsor last night, and he said, well, get with it in the morning. Got kind of busy, so I'm going to talk with him. And those 3 trips will be given in the next 3 weeks of the month of January, because we're going to count a bunch of holidays, bunch of many things, so we can get those 3 trips. Well, we pay for the hotel stay. The hotel stay for the first trip will be 5 nights, okay, and 6 days in Paris, France. We pay for the hotels. When you activate it, you have up to 18 months to take that trip. We don't pay for the travel there. We don't pay for the amenities. We're going to just pay for the hotel stay. Along with our second raffle we'll be giving away in the next 3 or 4 weeks will be 5 days, 6 nights to Dubai. So you have an opportunity to register for the hotel stay there. Then next international trip, we're excited, is the giveaway to Bali. 5 nights and 6 nights. This is hotel stay. So truly want to give back. Then we'll be coming back. I'm working on Houston, giving away an opportunity for you to go to Houston on a hotel stay, Las Vegas, the Grand National Park. Hawaii. We're also going to set up one to go to L.A., California. We're excited about giving back. And then the other international trip that we already given away in the last 22 months, we gave away a trip to Cancun, Mexico, 5 nights and 6 days, where we paid for the hotel stay. So we truly want to give back. So you need to register. And what I need for you to do, if you're on one of the social media sites, have area that tap comments, have an area that said question, type in your name along with a means of transaction. When we say a means of transaction, and you might ask why we need a means of transaction, what we do from time to time, not only we just give away those hotel stays, we give away books that are purchased through the authors that's on this show. We also give away gas vouchers, food vouchers, gift cards, maybe to some of your favorite restaurant, or may not be, Amazon gift cards. We give away all of the gift cards, and it's in a process of giving back, but by having your means of transaction, which is either Cash App or PayPal or Venmo or Zelle, we have an opportunity to give you a love offering. We love giving back, and that's what God blessed us to be able to do. So if you type it in right on this, where you are in the social media site, type in your name along with if a means of transaction, along with whatever that means is, dollar sign on Cash App or whatever on PayPal or Venmo or Zelle, send it to us. We're excited about putting your name in the raffle and then making you a part of it. I'm going to give a shout out to one of our hosts of one of our shows called the Minister Shannon Show, which is Minister Shannon Hendricks. We appreciate you. That's Queen Ministress Lewis. So Shannon Lewis, how you want to put it? Thank you. Checking in, making sure she have an opportunity to do her show, Minister Shannon Show, and as well as supporting and working with us, getting individuals to be guests on this show. So truly it's a blessing, because in 24 we have some bigger and better things that's going to be going on dealing with WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Let's get started with our show. Like today, truly I want everybody to understand how relationships in our community, in our culture, are suffocating. And I want you to think about that. Take time to address the issue. You can type in your comments. You can share your thoughts. May not say what you want to hear, but at 24, we can't please everybody. We're going to share with you our thoughts, and if you see something different that's fine, type in your comments. We will work with you. And we're excited about the last thing as we present our information, our farm and so on, is we ask you to sow a seed with WBSW Radio by Cash App. If you want to do it, it can be $1. We're fine. $2, $3, $5. So we can continue to purchase the books, purchase the, what we call the gas vouchers and food vouchers, so we can give back to individuals. So God has blessed us to be able to do that, but we also ask you to sow a seed with WBSW Radio by Cash App and dollar sign Lorenza, L-O-R-E-N-Z-A, D as in David, Smith. Send it, send your dollar. We'll appreciate it. Enough dollars to give us in the position to purchase some gift cards and purchase other things we're giving away. So truly, we are asking you to do that. So let's get started with our show. And I want to take this time to give away to Williams Mary, which is Mary Williams, and Becky, the number 6 Green. Thank you so much for being a part. We have others that are joining us. And I'm going to give a shout out. We have Kristen Long joining us. We have B. Stowell. B. Stowell. Thank you so much. Joining us is Yvonne to understand what black love is. See, black love is the acknowledgement of making sacrifices. Very simple. Your love for each other should be able to show that you are acknowledging that you're able to make sacrifices. We always talk about, I want to find someone that I can love. You know, truly, are you capable of acknowledging that you can make sacrifice for that relationship? Yes, it's individuals going to work hand in hand. But we all have a duty and a responsibility. So we have to understand that black love is the acknowledgement of making sacrifices. Say, we as couples have to adapt to one another. It's called we come to a relationship with all of our independency, with all our things that we have had in our past relationship, in our past life, and the avenues we have traveled, that if you want love and black love for another person, is that you have to be and make sure you are selfless. See, too many times we come with selfish things. And when and it's a list of things falling. Don't let yourself be caught up in the fear of not being happy. The next thing is E. The E is emotional intelligence. See, you have to have, and I'll put it in another way you may understand, emotional maturity. Is that you? Do you operate based on feelings, or do you think or believe? See, in a relationship, you can't operate on feelings. And truly, I think Queen Ministress Lewis, she's sharing that as a storm brewing in the state of Georgia. That's where she is. Let me give a shout out to look like and say, is it Kitty Sandra Ford? Thank you so much. And we're still trying to get ourselves back up on TikTok, because it's important. We have a lot of people. We vary sometimes 2,000 and 3,000 and 4,000 viewers that want to see what's going on. So we want to get back up. We want to be able to make it do what it do. This is WBSW Radio, and we want to take this opportunity to let our sponsors do what they do, because truly, this is what it's all about. So we're going to give a shout out to TriStat LLC. And the reason why I want to take an opportunity to play TriStat is that he's one of our main sponsors who makes sure our trips are available through the hotel stay. Thank you so much. This is Mr. William Scott. Thank you.
TriStat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. TriStat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Because TriStat LLC, they meet your consulting needs. They make you do research for it. They help you administer the grant so you can put your final report together so you can submit. They'll go with you and sit there and share what the knowledge that was gained here. So truly, truly, give a shout out to TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott. That's 334-320-5438. We're going to make sure we get that number in line. I'm sorry, 5438. Thank you so much, Mr. William Scott, for doing what you're doing in the city of Montgomery and Selma and Lowndes County. Thank you so much, Mr. Scott. As we move forward, we want to continue to kind of focus on suffocating, because we truly focus on trying to have our own way. So leads to argumentation. See, when you argue and fuss and fight, you can't move forward. So we're talking about our relationship coming together. Why are we fighting one another in our culture? And we cannot have a relationship because everybody is on guard for who they're dealing with. I mean, the guard is being able to know what somebody's going to do. You can't get caught up. And the last thing in fear that's so important that challenges our relationship, the last thing is resentment, which is the R. See, we resent individuals that we're sharing our time with because of what someone done to us 10 years ago. See, we haven't gotten over the resentment of what happened. 10 years ago, 5 years ago. And I always tell people, yes, until you see and identify the problem, why you know the relationship it back then went and get healing. See, relationships, when they don't work, you need healing. See, you need to get some support from people who are considered to be experts in doing this. And I always tell people, if you want to select some support system, counseling or therapy, make sure there's someone that don't have any skin in the game. See, too many times we truly want to go to our church, and I have nothing against the church offering counseling to you, but it's always good to see you as much as you think you're charging. Some of your health insurance covers. See, you need to heal so you won't resent the next person. I always had something that I kept dear to me, and I always share to the people who I have an interest in, and I always tell them, I don't ever want to be your collateral damage. Because if I'm your collateral damage, you had healed, but now relationships that we could have had will not be successful because you still resent that person because of what they did to you. Give a shout out to Kelly Lewis. Thank you, Kelly, out of the great state of Georgia, joining us. Thank you, Kelly, for taking time to be a part of what we're trying to do here. See, God is so good. He's blessing us in so many ways. So what I want you to make sure you keep in mind, sow a seed with WBSW Radio. We're number one because we're the internet station, but we also ask you to help in purchasing the gift cards and everything if you choose. $1 will be fine. You can cash app it if you have a cash app account. Cash app $1. We want you to make sure you think about it. So $ Lorenza B. Smith, cash app. And we thank you for your support in advance. Truly, truly, as we move forward in our black love relationship, we need to remember that black love to you and to me can be affectionate. Black love is passionate. How passionate are you? Black love is strong. Strong means controlling someone. Strong means being strong in your convictions. Strong and being the best you can be. See, I tell everybody I do counseling for a purpose twice a month. I'm not afraid to tell you that. You know why I do it? Because I want to be the best version of myself. I want to be able to know who I am and whom I am. So I want to be the best version. And the only way I can be the best version, I have to open up, be turned inside out, so I can come back outside in. So I can offer the best version of me. Truly, God bless me to understand that. See, black love is all about difficulty. See, we're going to have challenging times, difficult times in our life. We have to keep in mind, trust in our Lord and Savior. Believe that he has a plan and he'll make a way. God will protect you, but you got to believe that. The next thing about back love is it's painful. Sometimes we give and not receive it in return. But I always say to you, and I'll say to people throughout my show, when people show themselves, believe what you see. Do not spend your time trying to change them. Because if they don't see, change only comes when they want to change. Miserable people love coming. Misery, love, company. are you putting yourself in that situation? And the last thing, black love is to be cherished. You must cherish something that can bring joy. You must cherish something that brings peace. You can cherish something like black love that brings you caring, patience. That's what black love does. Truly, truly, God is blessed. I'm going to charge minutes. Shannon, Queen Minister Lewis, and she said, "You know, ministry means she's a minister, and she shares." And I'm gonna read out what she has. She says, "Preachers need counseling, and the psychiatrist needs counseling as well, and that's true. Everybody needs an opportunity to sit on the couch, because if you can't take time to accept that you have things in your life that you need to adjust, how can you counsel me? That's why it's important to pick a counselor that you know can help you. And sometimes it's because we all got the same background growing up, look the same, it don't mean we can always counsel each other. Truly have someone that don't have any skin in the game." The next thing she states, and I'm going to give a shout out to Minister Lewis. Minister Lewis, we can take in all that into our spirit, and it affects and affects us. She has more. I can't get it to get all that in there, but thank you so much, Minister Lewis, in sharing that. You can take it in the spirit. That's why love, black love, is from the heart and the soul. See your inner self, not your outer self. Let's move forward on a couple more topics. What are the five tenets of black love? We must observe the anointment, reconciliation, celebration, and 24 hours demonstration of black love. Love toward the Creator. Love toward the Creator for yourself. Love toward the Creator for your family. Love within the black community. Our Creator, our Lord and Savior, He has a hand on everything. And have love for the black race. This is what we're talking about, no longer suffocating our community, no longer suffocating our culture. We're being suffocated. We have a caller online. Thank you so much. And the caller number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone. Actually, a location that you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. I'll call her with the last four digits. I can get her up. I have an idea who it is. Call her with the last four digits, 3903. Share your thoughts with Dr. Lowe. And we're talking about relationship suffocating our black culture.
Hi, Dr. Lowe.
Hey, Queen Minister Lewis.
I don't know if I'm coming in or out because I can kind of hear myself, but we're expecting the storm to come through. So I'm going to be very quick. And I'm so glad I caught you because we are doing, and I know you know because you've been a principal for many years, coaching, teaching. So we're in pre-planning. Kids don't come back till Thursday. So I got home early. But I was saying, I totally agree with you. And as a minister, we need counseling. Psychiatrists, they need counseling. It is impossible for us to take in all of that into our spirits and it not affect us with an E or affect us one way or another. Either we're going to implode or explode. So, yeah, we need counseling as well. We want to be able to be the best for you. But in order to be the best for you, we have to have body, mind, and spirit available, because we know the devil attacks at your weakest point. He'll attack anytime, but definitely at your weakest point. So, yes, Doc is absolutely right. Come to the church. But if we can't minister to the spirit, because the carnal person, the natural, needs feeling or feeding, or you need something we can't give because we're not, that's not our degree. You know what I'm saying? Everybody stand their own lane.
Yes, ma'am.
So you need to go seek counseling with the psychiatrist, the therapist, the whatever they are. They're there. Sit on the sofa. We sit on the sofa. I sit on the sofa.
Yes, ma'am.
So, yeah. I agree, and I love your topic, Black Love. It is powerful. But here we are in Duluth, Georgia, just giving our little 2 cents. And I hope to be back. Just got out of the hospital again, but I hope to be back up and running.
All right. Thank you so much, Minister Lewis. Minister Shannon, thank you so much. She said
some
more. And we are actually able to continue the lesson. It's fine. But you know how to connect with us. Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You do the same. Truly, truly, she's just saying something so important. I try to read it out, and it's important that we understand that we all need to have support, not only just from our family. Sometimes we have to step out of the comfort zone and go somewhere, but not only in our church. We have to step out of the comfort zone and go where someone who have no skin in the game. Because for our relationships and our community and our culture to survive, not be suffocated, we got to open the door. And in this fight that we got going, this division, it is not all about what a male agenda is or female agenda. It's not about what a man agenda is or a woman agenda is. We have to realize that we have to put our hands up and say, it's time to communicate. And that's a very scary thing. It's not communication, not you shouting or trying to shout me down. Or our communication is not me physically, because we're running into a situation of lack of the effective communication, and I respond in a manner that's not positive. Communication is not when you attempt to distract from what I'm asking you and what we're talking about, because it's important that we listen to one another. Our next topic we're going to talk about is Black men and women relationship, to the point to die a slow death. Is our relationship dying of a slow death? And I want you to think about it. We give a shout out to our sponsors, Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. Actually, you can go to Facebook and type in Jennifer Jackson or Charlie's Angel. And it'll rotate you over to the group page with Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. Yeah.
Central Alabama and Georgia. So check them out because they're doing an awesome thing presenting this craft that they have, and the whole family is working with it. Congratulations, Jennifer. Happy New Year to you and your team. And you'll continue to do what you're doing. We brought this topic up as we went to our commercial. That is, does black men, black women relationship is in a state of slow death. A state of slow death. I want you to think about it. Black man, black woman getting together, the relationship, is it on in a slow death? And I want you to truly, truly think about your own relationship. And there are some social forces are shaping our relationship. It is becoming extremely difficult to find space for resilience and hope because of the forces that are working on the outside, or we allow those forces to work from the outside. See, our relationships work best just like the first relationship in the first family in Genesis. If you read Genesis, when God created Adam in the Garden of Eden, he gave Adam all powers, all dominions. But Adam, walking and having everything in his hand, was still needed companionship. He needed a mate, not a partner. He needed a mate. So when God and Adam spoke to God and said that I'm lonely and I need someone to be here with me, God laid Adam down and removed a rib and created Eve and informed Eve that you are Adam's helpmate. See, we get so upset these days when we hear that. I hear a lot of content with a lot of, you know, with the women that comes on the content and talks about, I ain't a helpmate like a slave. No, a helpmate is helping what God has created. You have to be willing to do that. If either you're going to do that or you're going to be alone. You might choose to be alone. But no one, no human are made, created, as we know, the first family to be alone. Adam was alone. But he needed someone that was him. Sometimes we have to stop letting social media, stop letting the various sites control our thinking. And believe in Christianity. And believe in God. Now has dropped down to 79%. That is a scary thought. The thought that it has dropped down that far, that we got our own, you know, I was brought up out here, people through country, and I brought up as, you know, through the Christian family, but, you know, I don't practice that. See, it's a difference between being a Christian, saying you're a Christian, saying you attend church, and a practicing Christian. See, the church is, yes, there's four walls that you go, and you can go on two, three, four times a week. But if the church is not in you, if Christ is not in you, you can't serve him. I ask you, when you say you're a Christian, what God are you serving? See, that's what we have to look at. So when we say in our relationship, from the first relationship, we're letting social forces dictate how our relationship operates. So we're talking about a heteroromantic companionship relationship between black men and women is dying in a slow death. See, the social forces that are causing reshape the distribution of men to women by changing the ratio of availability between heterosexual men or heterosexual black women. Heterosexual black men and heterosexual. See, these social forces out there don't do damage to their own culture. But through social media, you establish your our culture. It's time to see this as a dilemma. It's time to see that the social forces has created an opportunity to slow, just like in a crock pot. You put it in and it slowly cooks. We say America is a melting pot. But if we slowly begin to put things in there that are not good, we're going to lose the opportunity to have a black man, black woman relationship. It's dying. And we got to work on it. See, and what we have to do is that we have to drive these social forces out of our families, out of our communities. You might ask, well, what are those social forces? Just think about some of the things that come into in the last 15, 20 years. Religion, our Christianity have dropped almost 10% among our people. That's a social force. Because we're no longer trusting and believing in our Lord and Savior. We didn't allow our individual success to come in between black men and black women relationships. We can't be up, we can't sit up and let these barriers continue to create the individuality, make it complex. It begins allowing these social forces to shape our perception, shape our language, shape our rules, and shape the norm. It is a grassroots talk show. We're going to start from the bottom and work our way up. See, no longer, see, for the last, I feel the last 10 years, there's been a top-down effect. And it's a trickle-down effect. Whenever we have trickle-down society, trickle-down economy, economics, if you want to say it, then you are going to be the last one to receive the opportunity. But when it comes from the bottom, see, we got to start at the bottom. We just talked about black love. If black love is supposed to be all those things, why are we missing out on the opportunity to experience things like passion, things like caring, things like loving, things like just simple affection? We are too caught up in selflessness. We're no longer in being selfless. We're caught up in what's going on with us, where we don't have empathy for us. Those are the forces that are working what we believe. Because we don't want to hear anybody else say and what other people have to say. We're talking about a slow death. It's amazing. We see data dating back before 1965. The black culture, the black community had 80% marriage rate. Fast forward to 2021. Now we're in 2024, and the rate has went from 80% to 26%. We must take time to fight the forces that are working to destroy that. We must take time to talk to one another. It ain't all about you. 25 years ago, in America, is 14%. What's going on? And another social force that's working. But we don't want them to accept it. It's a slow death. We're dying faster. We have to take time and sit at the table and talk about and hear both genders, other groups, but the genders is at war. You don't want me to say that. But I'm going to say it because we're at war with one another. We've gained a lot since 1965. We've gained the ability to make the six figure salary. We allow the social force to use one gift to solve two problems. We got to wake up and we got to not act like we're so innocent here. We allow the political climate. They are quite supporters of providing for the community, for doing what they're doing. None other than Mary Ruth's restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. So we want to give them a shout out and allow them to talk about their establishment.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
And meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
That's awesome. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. Location is 261 Highway 106 West, Georgiana, Alabama. Their number to call and speak with the co-owners, which is Brother Marvin Lala Smith, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, along with his wife, Sarah Katrina Cooper Smith. And I want to give a shout out to each of those watchers and listeners on Instagram. Instagram gave us an hour to work with at a time, and that time has went out. We thank you so much for joining us. We had truly was an awesome group of individuals that was joining us. I give a shout out to Summer today. So we truly thank Ms. Bush, Ryosha Bush, for joining us. Members Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, thank you so much for being a part of. We want you to be part of the show by calling in. We're going to go about another 10 minutes. The calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Actually, location, you can chat with Dr. Rosa D. Smith. We want to thank Queen Ministers Lewis for joining us out of the great state of Georgia. Thank you for taking time to be a part of this. See, God is good. God is working really hard, and we know he's opening some doors. And as we move forward, there's two topics I want to kind of touch base on. And it's one of the things that we need to sit down and think about and talk about. And it's why do black men research, blackdemographic.com, along with black stats by blacks, and it just shows that 76% of men indicated in a survey one of the reasons why black men are more marriageable because they have an interest in finding someone they can spend the rest of their life with. And they say a lot of times that they just are straightforward and they don't like what you hear. If you're a woman, 76% of those men indicated black women are misguided. They feel like, I don't need a man. I can do this on my own. We're not meant to be by ourselves. The men also went on to comment that black women do not exhibit some ladylike behaviors. And some people get upset when you say things. I'm just giving you what the survey says. You may not like it, but that's the way it is. You got your opinion, but I'm based on data. I'm going with data. They also set their standards too high. Probably.
They don't want to work. They're not involved. They're supposed to be. They're not protecting a black woman. They're not providing for the black woman. They can't sustain a family. Call them out their names. How can you make the black woman understand why the black man has the way he has?
Let me just say this again and again and again.
In all kind of relationships, whether it's romantic, whether it's family, platonic, or professional. See, the dynamic is so crucial to shaping our overall health and quality of a relationship. We always talk about a healthy relationship. That's what our goal is, to have a healthy relationship. And we can't have a healthy relationship if we don't focus on the things that are the qualities that puts us in a position. See, we can't have hostility in our relationship. Hostility brings resentment. Hostility brings fear. We have to look at the quality. See, too many times relationship has qualities, and you have to focus on the quality. First of all, you got to start off in a relationship, and I tell people is you have to be intentional. You can't just be in a relationship just to be in a relationship. Then you're going to get what you put in. See, quality relationships is all about, are you intentional? You're intentionally dating where I'm not wasting my time and I'm not wasting my energy. I'm in this relationship in an intent. My intent is a favorable outcome. So that makes that relationship quality. We have to make sure that disrespect will come into the relationship. We have to build on effective communication. We have to focus and mature in our emotional intimacy. We have to put the time and effort in, as I said earlier. Trust and honesty, see, is important. Your health is important. And by focusing on the power dynamic, see, that's the one that people always overlook. They overlook the power struggle that we have in our relationships. We have to know our place. We have to know what each other are desiring. What is your strength? And what is your weakness? See, what do I bring to the table that you expect me to bring to the table? We're not going to struggle and fight over this. That's the only way our relationships in the black community will not die. We got to stop fighting one another. And we got to definitely stop being angry. We got to not be a hostile person. Hostility is motivated a lot of times by selfish concerns. Even when they engage in apparently selfless acts, see, everybody's concerned about how well I'm going to get out of it. Are you getting more than I'm going to? It's just like children. We want to make sure the other child you know, don't get more than what I supposed to get. So you create hostility. See, the level is so great that it corrodes your ability to be healthy because you become stressful. When we say the lack of communication has created a wedge between couples in the black community because we begin to blame each other. Relationship anxiety. Depression is a real thing. That's why you need to seek professional help. You cannot fix the problem when you drove the car in the ditch. Resentment in marriage or in relationship. All this increased the likelihood of breakups, separation, and divorce. See, we have poor communication skills. It will affect the relationship. Instead of talking, you're shouting. Instead of talking, you go back in a shell. So you have a resentment toward one another. So good communication is important. It's a very important of all relationships. And it's an essential part of any healthy mateship. You have to make sure you focus. See, when you talk about effective communication or good communication, it involves active listening. It requires critical thinking, meaning open and honest expression of thoughts and feelings. Also requires you to articulate yourself and allow yourself to do these three phases. You can resolve any conflict in your relationship. Trust is the foundation of a strong relationship. It involves being reliable. It involves integrity of the other person. Trust can be built or eroded over time based on actions and words. Trust issues come into play and more prevalence, and it stems from dishonesty, infidelity, and jealousy. That's trust. You got to make sure you don't allow that to come into your relationship. We'll give a shout out to our next sponsor as I stroll through to find our sponsors. Our emotional intimacy. See, we must be mature emotionally. Too many times, individuals are not mature enough to be emotional. They can't function emotionally. See, their well-being is in challenge. Their well-being are not in order. They decide to try other things, like using that feeling as a discussion. You just can't operate on, I feel this way. You have to either believe or think. So emotional IQ connects your feelings, your thought, and your vulnerability. Let me give a shout out to L&T Stallworth Lawn Service. LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Shout out to L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, Mr. Tony Stallworth. Starwork. If you go to Facebook, you go to Anthony Starwork. They are the manicure experts in South Central Alabama. So if you need some work done, give them a call. We'll move quickly back to our emotional intimacy or our emotional IQ. If you can develop and mature emotionally, you can foster a deep connection in your relationship. Time and effort is so important. Maintaining a relationship requires time and effort. If you are negative or not able to give time, or you're negating what you need to do, then that's going to put a strain on the relationship. It's going to deteriorate. And the last thing is power dynamics. See, when we're at war fighting each other, see, a power dynamics in a relationship also play a significant role. See, every relationship has a unique power balance of power. If it's an imbalance of power, it's going to create an unhealthy relationship. But to have an essential relationship and be successful in maintaining that relationship, that healthy relationship, you have to not truly, that's what you have to do. But as we get ready to close out, I want to let you know that God has blessed us one more time to come before you and do what we do. And our last promo we want to pay as we get ready to close out, we're leaving on a note of power dynamics and how it affects your success in a relationship, especially in a black relationship. You cannot be fighting wars that we don't need to. These brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated support what we're doing at WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we truly thank them for being a big supporter.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Vector Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Alabama. We're getting ready to close. Thank you so much for taking time. There are several people I want to give a shout out that's added since we've been talking. I think we gave a shout out to Alice already. Thank you, Alice, for joining us. We have Apple as a user, and we also have Howard. Thank you, Howard, so much for joining us. We have several others that are joining us. Thank you. Dolly P, thank you so much for joining us. We truly are thankful for each and every one of you. Send some hearts up. We need more hearts being sent up. Thank you so much. We have many joining us on Tumblr as well. Then on Facebook, thank you so much. On TikTok, it's Big O Live. Thank you so much. And Instagram. It's been awesome. And truly, it's a blessing. We want to tell you we love you. Happy New Year's 2024. It's coming from our heart. And as we get ready to close out, see, God has blessed us one more time. He has blessed us to be here and talk with you. You know, and I want to truly say to you, you know, He'll do it. He brought you a mighty long way with the ID of 970-910-656. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And as we close out, we want to say to you, hashtag be responsible, Hashtag keep on grinding in 2024. Hashtag make it do what it do. Hashtag communicate for understanding. We do not want our relationships in our black community to die. We want a community to grow and continue to grow. We have to deal with these crises as a crisis of intimacy, not having the ability to communicate. And we truly have so many things that we must focus on. These problems are polarizing, and we have to address them in our community. Have an awesome rest of the afternoon. We'll check you out tomorrow, Tell the Truth Prime Time, at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The host with the most, Lisa Levine, will be hosting that show, and I will be co-hosting and producing. So have an awesome rest of the day. And I want to say to you, he'll do it because you have to allow him to do it. And we're going to play this song. We do not have the rights to it, but we do want to play it.
Nobody's stopping the tide. Try to break me, try to pick me up, but under Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got more to survive, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, so he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? Said he would. Fight your battle for you, they gon' wonder how you keep it night. I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to